My name is Megan, Ryan's sister. Welcome to the world famous Aussie podcast.
Oh, hi, I'm Ryan Matlock, the writer and producer for the world-famous Aussie podcast. We're getting ready to have an awesome second episode. Here's a sneak peek at what will happen.
Oh, did you bring them?
Please let it be my books.
Tell them what you brought.
Please let it be my books.
Did you tell them what your job is?
Hopefully my books.
Other podcasts do that. I want to do something different.
Yeah, books?
What is happening to my podcast?
God damn odd pod?
No.
What does that stand for?
Well, it stands for World Famous Odyssey Podcast.
The podcast is world famous?
Not yet, but they hope to be world famous someday.
I see. Interesting. So, Tommy, I've never seen you here before, and I know most of the people in Odyssey. Are you new here, or did I just completely miss you?
The first one. I just moved here.
Oh, well, that would definitely explain it. What do you like best about Odyssey?
Definitely Wits End.
Yeah, me too. What's your favorite part of Wits End?
I don't know. I haven't seen the whole place yet.
Oh, you've got to see the Bible room. Here, follow me. I'll show you around.
Okay. That was cool!
Yeah, I know. It's too bad the Imagination Station wasn't working.
I hope it gets fixed soon. From what you said, it sounds like a really cool invention.
Yeah, it is. Maybe it'll be ready tomorrow.
I hope so.
So, tell me about that podcast again. What was that all about?
Well, I'm not quite sure. I think the creator must really like this town or something. He named the podcast after it. So far, there has only been one episode. It's pretty funny, and I think... Yeah, what was that?
It sounds like someone's appleberry is beeping.
Oh, I think it's mine. Let's see. Oh, yes! The World Famous Aussie Podcast just released another episode. Want to listen to it?
Sure. I would like to see what this is all about.
Okay. It's loading. 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 If you're asleep, you better wake up, because it's there.
What? Oh, sorry, I was sleeping. Hello, everyone. Now, I know that the last podcast episode wasn't the best audio quality, but I would like to let you know we have fixed that. If this were a video podcast, but it's not, you would see that I have a brand new mic sitting here. So we should have better quality from now on. Okay, now I'm done with that. I'll get on with the podcast. Let's see. And now the AIO news. There has been a repack of albums 7 and 13, which are On Thin Ice and It All Started When. So, like, they're basically repacking them so that they look cooler and, yeah. And also, coming up here in August, you will be able to get the digital download of Album 56, The Grand Design. So, that's pretty cool. And that's mostly everything. And now I will turn it over to Joshua for the not-so-ordinary news report. Joshua has told me that he's going undercover today. Let's find out what he meant by that. Joshua? We seem to be having technical difficulties. Just one moment. I'll call their house.
Hello?
Oh. Hey Jill, it's Ryan. Deja vu. Is Joshua there?
Kind of.
What do you mean exactly by kind of?
Well, he's sleeping in. Didn't he tell you he likes to sleep in on Saturdays?
No, he told me the other day that on Saturday he was going to go he's going undercover. As in under his bed covers.
Yeah?
Well, could you wake him up? It is almost 1:30. I understand. I have a brother, too. Well, what'll I do now? I have nobody to do the not-so-ordinary news report.
That's too bad.
J- Jill?
Yes?
You wouldn't happen to want to be on my podcast again, would you?
Aren't I on your podcast right now?
No, I stopped the recording just a few minutes. Oh, oops, I must have bumped the recording button or something. Let me just push that again. Hello, everyone. Due to circumstances beyond our control, Joshua will not be doing the not-so-ordinary news report. Instead, his sister Jill will be bringing you this segment. Jill?
Thanks, Ryan. What should I report about?
Well, Joshua told me he had a story already, so I didn't plan anything. Just do sort of the thing your brother did last time. Just, tell me something interesting that's happened recently. Just not the spider story.
Okay. Thanks, Ryan. Today in the not-so-ordinary news, my brother has refused to get out of
Do you think you could find something else to report about? Everyone already heard that.
Oh, right. Oh, okay, I have something. Today in the news, a mail truck is pulling up to our house.
Oh, I love getting mail. What do you think is being delivered?
Well, I recently ordered my favorite book series to come in the mail. Maybe this is it.
Really? That's cool.
The mailman is bringing the package up to the door. Please let it be my books. Please let it be my books. Hi!
Whoa, you ought to be more careful, Jill, or you might make someone drop and damage a package.
Sorry, I'm just so excited.
Oh, I could tell. Here's your package, by the way.
Thanks. Is this my book order?
Now, Jill, you know that it is a federal offense to look at other people's mail without their permission. How could I possibly know what's in that package?
Sorry, I forgot.
Say, why are you carrying a microphone around?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Thanks a lot.
Whoa, who said that?
That was my brother's friend Ryan. I'm helping him record a podcast. I'm reporting on the mail that just got delivered.
Great topic. Well, I've got to go and deliver all this mail. See you later, Jill.
Okay, bye! I can't wait to get this box open. To everyone listening, I will have this box open once I get to the scissors, which are in the computer room. Looking for the scissors, I'm looking for the scissors.
Hi, Jill. What's in the box?
Hey, Mom. Oh, you're being recorded for the podcast that Joshua's doing, okay?
Okay, I guess that's all right. But I ask again, what's in the box?
Hopefully my books. By the way, where are the scissors? I need to open this box.
I have them right here. Here, hand me the package.
Okay. Please be books. Please be books. Please, 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 please.
Oh, good.
Books?
What? No, it's the mouse I ordered.
A mouse? Gross!
What? I need a mouse.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. The one I was using for my computer broke.
That was a very interest-
Who said that?
Ryan.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Ryan, do you think I could edit out the part where I screamed about the, you know, the-
Mouse?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can. It's a pretty funny scene.
I may have to pull a practical joke on you now.
Uh-oh. I guess I better watch my back. I think now we'll take some callers. Hello, you're on the podcast.
Hey, I was just wondering which book it was that Jill ordered.
It was the second book in a series called The Quest for Truth. It's written by Brock Eastman. The book's called Risk. I really can't wait to read it.
I don't think I've ever heard of that. I'll look for it.
Oh, I've heard of it. You will really like it, Jill. I highly recommend it. Thank you, caller. Next, you're on the podcast.
I think that Jill should do news reporting more often.
You think?
Yeah. Do you think you will be in any future episodes of the WFOP?
The WFOP? What? Is that our new name?
It's a world famous Odyssey podcast.
Well, I would love to. It is a lot of fun.
Maybe you and Joshua could take turns reporting or something.
That would be awesome.
I look forward to you. reporting in the episode after the next.
One last caller. Hello, you're on the podcast.
Hey, Ryan.
Hello, who is this?
Someone who's ready for his part of the podcast.
Wait a minute, this is Chris, isn't it? Very funny, Chris. Fine, you can have your turn.
Thanks.
Jill, I'll let you wrap up. I have to go.
Okay, everyone. That's the end of the news segment of this podcast. I hope you join us next time, because then it will be Joshua's turn to report. Bye!
Hey everybody, Chris Thompson here. I am so excited that we are currently recording the second episode of this podcast. I hope it goes well. Lots of people say that the sequels are not as good as the first episode. Of course, I don't think any of them have ever listened to this podcast. So let's make this a good episode. Speaking of this podcast, Oh, hey Ryan, did you run here?
Yes, my bike chain broke.
I see. Oh, I already started recording.
That's okay. It's hot outside.
Yep, it's a sun heat wave. Oh, did you bring them?
I have them right here.
Great. Everybody, Ryan brought his new microphone with him. He also brought something else, but we'll get to that later. But with this mic, our podcast will have better audio quality. Unlike the last episode of...
I already told them about that, Chris.
Oh, then I'll stop talking. Now, how do you...
I thought you said you were going to stop talking.
I meant about the last episode's audio quality, not everything.
Oh, bummer.
What?
Nothing.
Oh. Well, as I was saying, how do you connect your mic to the computer?
Oh, you just plug it in right here.
Oh, great. Let's see how good the audio quality is. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Little ladybugs at the ladybug picnic. Whee! Wow, new mic! Woohoo! Microphone! Wow! Microphone!
I think that's enough, Chris.
Oh, right, sorry. We should probably get back to the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, you are all probably wondering why I have Ryan with me here in the studio.
Chris, I don't think it really counts as a studio. It's just our new microphone hooked up to the computer and...
Shush! Don't tell them! Everyone, please ignore Ryan's last two sentences.
Hey!
Anyway! The reason Ryan is here is, one, because he will basically be my co-host today, and two, because I will be interviewing him for today's podcast.
I'm excited to do it.
Which one?
Both.
Great, because we are starting right now.
Oh, okay. Which one are we starting right now?
The interview.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm ready.
Okay, let me tell them a little about you first. Okay, so Ryan is the manager of this podcast, and also the writer and producer. He's 15 years old, and he really likes AIO, and he has three younger siblings. And when he's old enough, he wants to be a writer for Focus on the Family. And I'll let you get to know the rest about him through the interview. Let me get my list. I wrote down my questions. Let's see, where is it? Ah, here it is. Got it. Okay, question one.
Wait, let's let the announcer guy do that.
What? Say question one?
Yeah.
That might be cool. Let's try it.
Question number one.
Wow, he does it much better than me.
I suppose he does. You gonna ask me a question now?
Oh, sure. Okay, the first thing I have on here is, what goes into making a podcast? Like, what all do you have to do?
Oh, well, first I basically write the basic outline for the podcast. You know, what we're gonna do, what we'll talk about. Then I write the script for it, and I get you plus everyone else who helps me with the podcast together, and everyone records their lines. After that, I edit out, like, loud outbursts or being too quiet and goofs that people make. I add in sound effects after that, and then I add music, and probably the hardest music to make was the beginning theme.
How did you make it?
Well, that brings me to the second item I brought with me.
Ooh, the suspense is finally over. Tell them what you brought.
I brought my ukulele.
Yay! Yay! Now, you play ukulele, right?
Yep. It's a lot of fun to play.
Sweet. Could you maybe give us a demonstration?
Certainly. How about O-D-Y-double-S-E-Y? O-D-Y-double-S-E-Y, zing-a-la-dee-la-dee-la-dee, till-a-night. This song's about an ancient epic poem. Although I'm somewhat learned, as far as I'm concerned, These letters represent a little town that I call home. O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y. 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 D-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-A. O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y. 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 D-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-A.
Wow! Tell everyone how you made the theme for our podcast.
Basically, I listened to the actual theme and determined what I should play, and then played it. And that's basically all I did. After that, it was just a matter of putting everything together.
Question number 2.
Whoa, that guy surprised me. I'll have to get used to that. Okay. What do you like to do in your spare time?
Well, if I'm not working on this podcast, I really like to listen to AIO.
Well, of course.
I also like to read.
Oh yeah? What kind of books?
I like all sorts of books, but I really like action-adventure books. I also enjoy mysteries. Let's see, other interests. I have a youth group Bible study that I go to called Awana. I have lots of good friends there that I have lots of fun with. I also really like going to church. Let's see, as you probably guessed, I really like playing music. I'm actually in a band at Awana called Underground Sound, and I play keyboard or synth with them, depending on the situation. I've been trying to convince them to let me play ukulele, but, you know, they seem to have a problem with that.
Yeah, that might be a little weird.
Question number 3.
What makes an official Odyssey fan?
Well, I would say you would have had to listen to AIO and liked it. That's about it.
Okay, what would make someone the number 1 fan?
Well, oh, I actually asked my mom that question once. I said,
Mom, I think I'm the biggest fan of Adventures in Odyssey. Definitely not Ethan Daniels.
Well, he does have a podcast that's completely devoted to Adventures in Odyssey, so I think you'd at least have to have a podcast before you could call yourself the biggest fan, right?
When did she say that?
It was December 2012.
Wait a minute. You knew that a podcast was the best way to be a number one fan of Adventures in Odyssey for, what, half a year before you decided to tell me?
Well, back then I had no idea how to make a podcast. I completely forgot.
Oh, okay. I guess that makes sense.
Whew.
Question number 4.
Now, I told everyone earlier that you want to work as a writer for Focus on the Family.
Yeah, mainly Adventures in Odyssey, but I would love to do other stuff for Focus too.
Now, could you tell them what your job is?
Yeah, sure. I am a writing assistant of sorts to Brock Eastman. At first, when I started, he let me write a discussion about his books on House, Age, and Taken. He let me write what I thought, liked, disliked, thought was funny or profound, just anything I thought from the book on a chapter each day. I'd just post it to his blog. So, for example, I would read the chapter and then write, say, I thought this chapter was lots of fun, mainly because of all the funny dialogue going on between the characters and this funny thing, etc.
I see. So you said that is what you started out doing?
Yeah, that's what I did first. After that, just for fun, I made a few funny videos based on his books.
Really?
Yeah, the first one I made was actually of me getting attacked by a blizzard sage. That was for the book Hal Sage. I also made a small scene from Hal Sage using stop motion, and I used Lego minifigures for that.
I love Legos!
Yep, they're pretty cool.
So, do you do anything else for Brock Eastman?
Yeah, but I can't really tell you about that yet. It's currently top secret.
Ooh, I may just have to sneak around and find out about this top secret stuff.
Uh-oh.
Question number 5.
What do you have planned for upcoming episodes?
Well, let's see. I'm actually thinking about doing a day in the life of each character to kind of show people what everyone does from day to day.
That might be cool. Would you just give everyone a microphone to carry around with them wherever they go, or would you hide it so they don't know they're being followed?
Well, I didn't really think of it.
You should totally hide a mic on someone.
Question number 6.
Now, you're 15, and that is the normal age for people to start learning how to drive, right?
Some people learn to drive at age 15, but that's the earliest age, probably. And sometimes it depends on where you live. Why?
I would just like to ask, can you drive?
Well, it's funny that you would ask, because I just finished a driver's education class.
You have your driver's permit and everything?
Yeah, I have my driver's permit, and that's really cool because it means I can drive as long as one of my parents are in the passenger seat. which is great because very soon here I'm going to Colorado and New Mexico with some of my family, and we're going to be driving the whole way, so hopefully
people will be careful if they see your blue van on the road anywhere between Indiana and Colorado.
Right, and I... Wait, what?
Sorry, just kidding. Not really, but... Yeah. Please, continue.
Well, I was hoping that I could drive part of the way.
Wait, what are we going to do about the podcast?
I guess you might just be on your own.
But you're the manager, not to mention the producer and writer. How will we do anything productive without you?
I'll have a computer with me so you can send me stuff to edit and produce.
I guess.
We'll just have to see what happens. Who knows, maybe I'll do a special episode while we're on our trip.
That might be cool.
Question number 7.
Should we review an AIO episode now?
That might be a good idea. The podcast will be too long if we don't get going.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Okay, which episode are we reviewing? Oh, let me guess. Episode 1, with Flop.
What? Of course not.
But it's the first episode of Adventures in Odyssey. We need to go in order.
No, we don't. Other podcasts do that. I want to do something different. Besides, that episode was written, what, 25 years ago? If we want to make this a world-famous Odyssey podcast, then we need to review something people are interested in. Something more recent.
Such as?
Well, I thought we would start right around the last hiatus.
The last high what?
Hiatus. It was when they started using brand new characters for AIO.
Oh, so basically volume 51, take it from the top?
Exactly. We should probably start with the first episode in that album, The Inspiration Station, parts 1 and 2.
Wait, now we're reviewing 2 episodes?
Of course, we have to make up for not doing one on the last episode of the podcast.
What is happening to my podcast?
Your podcast!
And now, Chris and Ryan will review episodes 655 and 656, The Inspiration Station, parts 1 and 2.
So, Chris, what did you think of this episode?
You go first.
Okay. Well, I really liked how they did, they did a really good job of introducing the new characters without cramming too much information in. The Parker family was new, so they added all those characters. They did a really good job of that.
Yeah, they really did. I totally agree with you. The one thing I didn't like, though, was that you can't listen to Album 51 without listening to Album 50, or you'll be completely lost.
Yeah, because all of a sudden Connie's in the Inspiration Station, and you're like, wait, why is she in some machine or something?
Yeah, exactly. They should have had, a Last Time on Adventures in Odyssey sort of thing right before that episode.
Yeah, that would have been a good idea. What did you think of the episode?
I really liked Matthew. I really like Matthew because he tinkers with stuff, and I'm tinkering with things all the time. One time I made the toaster shoot Pop-Tarts because it had a loaded spring. Unfortunately, I accidentally left it that way, and the next morning when my mom wanted to make toast, let's just say the ceiling has never been the same since then.
Okay. Okay, so that's our review.
I guess next time we'll have to cut down on the interview and do more review of an episode so that we have more time for that. But currently we need to hurry along.
So is that it? Do you need me for anything else?
Nope. I think that's all we had planned.
Okay, then I need to go. I'm gonna go write the third episode of the podcast, okay?
Okay, see you later. I will bring you the mic later after I'm done with it.
Okay, just be careful with it, please.
I'm always careful, always! Oops.
That was predictable.
I'll have to clean that up later, but I'll be extra careful with your mic. Promise.
Alright, see you later, Chris.
Bye. Okay, I need to wrap up this podcast. Sorry for such a short review of an Odyssey episode. We'll do a longer one next time. We're not gonna do an interview to see if someone knows about the podcast today. We're gonna do that on the next episode, probably. That's all for this episode. I think this episode was way better than the first. Sequels are better than the first episode. What do you think? Leave us a comment on our Facebook page. That's right, we finally got around to making a Facebook page. Another thing you can do is head over to our website, www.widefamodpod.com, and look for the Contact Us page. There's all kinds of ways to contact us. You'll be able to find the Facebook page there. This podcast was written, directed, and produced by Ryan Matlock. Voice talent includes Ryan Matlock, Aaron Matlock, Jennifer Matlock, and a small cameo by Megan Matlock. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us next time for another world-famous Odyssey podcast. Be sure to tell your friends about the world-famous Odyssey podcast, because that is the best way to actually make it a world-famous podcast. Goodbye! Interesting podcast.
I think so, too.
I liked it as well.
Whoa, where'd you come from?
Bye.
That was weird.
Tell me about it.
Well, there was this kid that came out of the...
No, I don't really want you to tell me about it. It's a figure of speech.
Oh, hey, I just realized. Now there are at least 4 people that live in Odyssey, at least, that know about the podcast. It's becoming world famous.
4 people is world famous?
No, but just think about it. If 4 people know about it today, and all 4 of those people tell 4 more people, we will have 20 people who know about the podcast. And if 16 people told about the podcast, by the 4 people tell 5 people about the podcast, then 100 people will know about it. All those 100 people tell 1 more person about it each, then there will be 200 people that know about it.
You lost me at just think about it. Are you sure all your math was right?
Well, no.
Well, I'm not even sure if there are that many people in Odyssey.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And it would probably take months before that many people will know about the podcast. I just heard the funniest podcast. It was called a Wad Bam Odd Pod, I think.
Hey, I heard some kid talking about that. You were saying?
Touché. I guess that makes about 8 people in Odyssey that have heard about it. Now I know that math is right.
Oh, Jeff, I forgot you were even here.
Sounds like a poorly written script to me. Anyway, as I was saying, now I know that math is right.
Will.
Me, you, that weird kid, the 2 people that just passed, and the 2 people the kid said were talking about it. Yep. Well, you still haven't seen All of Wits End yet, Tommy. Come on, I'll show you the kid's radio studio.
Okay.
Wait up, I'm coming with you guys.
End of the podcast.